America's fresh water is getting saltier and has been for at least half a century. That's according to new research from the University of Maryland. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi wanted to find out why and what it means for Baltimore.
You've seen those big trucks driving around dumping salt on the roads. University of Maryland scientists say that is just one of the reasons that in the continental U.S., fresh water has become 32% more salty and 90% more acidic. But as Sujay Kushal, a UMD scientist who's been studying this phenomenon, explains, it's not just road salt.
There are many different types of salts in the environment.
For example, potassium is a salt found in fertilizers. There's also salt found in
building materials that contain calcium carbonate.
All of these types of salt can end up in the drinking water supply,
including the Baltimore drinking water supply.
Kushal explains how salt can leach into the drinking water.
There are other salts that are held on to soils and the mud at the bottom of the streams and rivers. And when you add a salt, this displaces the other salts, causing a cascade of all these salts to be released from the soils to the stream.
From there, the water will end up in a treatment plant where chemicals are added to clean the water. This then increases the acidity and can corrode pipes.
Salty water goes through the pipe. It can affect the corrosion of the pipe and then the release of metals from the pipe into the water.
According to the report, these metals can be toxic. But as Kushal says, it's still unclear what effect they could have on people.
Yeah, salts are right now not regulated as primary contaminants to drinking water by the EPA. That's an issue that society is going to have to grapple with in terms of these long-term trends and what effects that they could have.
University scientists took samples of water from the Susquehanna River, the Chesapeake Bay's largest tributary, and found long-term increases in acidity. The report says that this is due to land development, changes in salt pollution, and/or responses to changes in acid rain. In Baltimore City, the Department of Public Works monitors salt and acidity of water. But as DPW spokesperson Jeff Freeman wrote in an email, quote, it's very difficult to regulate the use of road salt when the public demands de-iced passable roads, end quote. The city does follow the state's salt management plan released in October of last year. While the plan lays down policy for maintenance workers, there's no mention of how much salt is too much. Raymond says the city will continue with its efforts to, quote, educate the public about our drinking water and our efforts to keep it clean, end quote. On the federal level, Raymond says DPW would expect any federal regulations to be in the form of total maximum daily load for chloride. Although, there are already guidelines in place for how much chloride is permissible in drinking water, according to the EPA. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.